President John Evans Atta says government is following developments in Libya with keen interest. He said Libya is a very important country and government hopes that the challenges the country is currently going through will be over soon. President Mills said this when the outgoing Libyan ambassador to Ghana, Dr. Ali Ahmed Al-Gaban, called to bid him farewell. He said in spite of who becomes the next president of Libya, Ghana will continue to maintain the existing warm relations with Libya.
I have no doubt that you have served your country very well. I know what initiatives you have taken and what great interest you have shown in our country. You have made friends in this country, some of whom I know, and I know that they will miss you. But of course, India has a bigger claim on you. As you know, India and Ghana enjoy very good relations. They go back to the time of Nehru and Kwame Nkrumah. So we have a lot in common. And we are looking up to India because we have a lot to learn from India, and I believe that they have also something to learn from us. I believe that more and more Ghanaians are making their way to India, your technology, the way you've been able to adapt and all that, your self-reliance, these are all qualities that, you know, we should hold dear to our hearts. So we know that India has the key to some of the challenges facing us. And I'm happy that you have been a good ambassador. And I want to assure you that your successor will enjoy the same level of support that you have enjoyed.
The outgoing Libyan ambassador, Dr. Al-Gaban, was happy with the level of developments that have taken place in Ghana in the last 3 years. He said he will forever cherish the Ghanaian hospitality extended to him by the government and the people of Ghana. This Dr. Al-Gaban attributed to the strong bond of friendship between Ghana and Libya.
Although my stay in Ghana has been brief, I have observed with pride the achievement attained by the government in every sphere of a human endeavor. Under your excellence, able, dynamic leadership. And it is my fervent prayer that more success will be achieved in the years ahead. Your Excellency, as I leave the shores of a friendly Ghana, I shall continue to follow closely events and developments here. And I carry with me cherished memories of the numerous courtesies and cooperation extended to me by cross sections of the Ghanaian society, which is a reflection of the strong bonds of friendship between my country and Ghana.
Outgoing Libyan ambassador to Ghana, Dr. Ali Ahmed Al-Gaban, also at the castle to bid farewell to President Mills, was the outgoing Indian High Commissioner to Ghana, Ruchi Ghanasyam. She expressed gratitude to the government and the people of Ghana for the cooperation she enjoyed during her duty tour.
I want to take this opportunity to thank you for all the cooperation that has been extended to me during my tenure here, for the warmth and friendship of people in your government, of the people of your country.
Outgoing Indian Ambassador to Ghana, Ruchi Ghanasyam. President Mills recalled the long-standing relations between Ghana and India dating to the era of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and Nehru. He said Ghana and India have a lot in common and the two countries have to learn from each other.
I have no doubt that you have served your country very well. I know what initiatives you have taken and what great interest you have shown in our country. You have made friends in this country, some of whom I know, and I know that they will miss you. But of course, India has a bigger claim on you. As you know, India and Ghana enjoy very good relations. They go back to the time of Nehru and Kwame Nkrumah. So we have a lot in common. And we are looking up to India because we have a lot to learn from India, and I believe that they have also something to learn from us. I believe that more and more Ghanaians making their way to India, your technology, the way you've been able to adapt and all that, your self-reliance, these are all qualities that, you know, we should hold dear to our hearts. So we know that India has the key to some of the challenges facing us, and I'm happy that you have been a good ambassador. And I want to assure you that your successor will enjoy the same level of support
Thank you.
That you have enjoyed.
President Mills, meanwhile, an envoy of the South African President Jacob Zuma, had closed-door discussions with President Mills at the Castle of Sue. Madam Maete Nkwana Mashabani, who is also the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, delivered a special message from President Zuma to President Mills.